I was thinking about you all day today. All fucking day. Thoughts of you have been driving me crazy. And I finally have a few minutes of privacy. And I wanted to share with you. Are you alone? You know what, baby? It doesn't fucking matter. You just need to listen. Listen to me. I want you to hear what you fucking do to me. Even when you're not actually here. Fuck. If I sound distracted, it's because I have my cock out. And it's hard in my hand because I'm thinking of you. I get hard thinking about you so many fucking times during the day. I've been imagining it's you that's touching me. My good girl. The things we've talked about. Doing all the things that make me want you more and more. Every fucking time you do them. Say them. I want. Fuck. I want. I want those gorgeously full lips of yours wrapped obediently around my cock. I'm going to stroke your hair, telling you what a good girl you are as you kneel before me, sucking me deeply. And then I want you to look up at me, your sweet face completely filled by my saliva-coated shaft. As I enjoy your talented little mouth. Fuck! If I feel you getting lazy, because I know you're such a good little cocksucker, but if I think you need a little extra motivation, I'm gonna wrap my hand in your hair, holding the back of your head so that I can guide those pouting lips. Those pouting red lips deep onto my cock, moving my hips against your secured face as I slide over your tongue and fuck your throat. Imagining the warmth of your mouth engulfing my cock as your soft heat envelops me. My head tilted back in ecstasy as my hand strokes the back of your fucking head, the other wrapped around your throat. Because I know you fucking love that, don't you? My little slut loves being owned like that, because my fingers are claiming you. I cannot fucking wait to do that to you. Helping guide those pretty lips of yours along my throbbing, erect cock. Feeling your tongue swirl around it as I pull you against me. Clenching my ass and giving you a nice face fuck before holding you tight. Fuck. Buried in your throat as I unload my a load of cum. Your softly gagging muscles squeezing around my cock until I'm finished, spurting my depravity deep inside your moaning throat. And it's only because you deserve it. Then sliding out of your mouth, my shaft covered in cum and saliva as you pull fresh air desperately into your lungs. Not even giving you time to catch your breath before I pull your mouth back onto my cock to make you suck it clean. That's my good girl. You want me to fuck you? You need to earn it. My hand now tighter, ever tighter in your hair as I work myself between those soft, obedient lips. Once I'm satisfied, I'll have you bend over the nearest object available, your back arched with your rear raised, presented and offered to me submissively as I run my hand over you, giving your ass a smack as you roll your hip. The heat and smell of your need is evident while you beg me to fuck you. I love the sound of your begging. It's become something I crave, something I need, something I think about constantly. All the ways I intend to make you beg for me. I don't think you have any fucking clue, but you will. Soon, my little pet. Very soon. I imagine stepping up behind you and stroking my dick in my fist, enjoying the sight before me. A beautiful red-lipped woman, obediently bent over before me, offering herself to me, like a slut. My slut. My perfect little fucking whore. Fuck, you turn me on. Even the thought of fucking you is better than actual sex I've had. I want to cup your entire pussy, hold your sex in my hand, telling you to wiggle your hips enticingly while I palm you. In circles. Strong. Then soft. Making you moan like the wanton whore we both know you are. My dick stiffening in anticipation as I watch you move, as I watch you wriggle and sigh and blush and ache. I can't wait to be standing behind that view, one hand masturbating you, the other moving from the back of your neck down your spine. My delicate fingers dancing over your smooth skin, making you shiver. I am gonna smack your ass and ask you who owns you. I am gonna keep asking you questions, keep spanking you until your ass is stinging, your legs are shaking, my fingers are drenched, and you will be out of breath. That is when I will take you, make you fucking mine, my hands squeezing into the flesh of your hips as I savagely thrust myself into your tight, wet cunt. There will be moments of tenderness in the future, my little love, but I need you to understand. The first time I'm gonna fuck you so hard, your entire body will shake. I want you to cry out in pleasure. I want you to cry out in pain. The good kind. The kind that leaves you wanting more. Your moans almost incomprehensible as you beg me to fuck you harder and faster. Our bodies slapping together as I fuck you forcefully. So forcefully I move the furniture across the room. And when I feel you getting close, I'm gonna pull you up against me, face you towards the mirror so you can see. See how beautiful you are when you give yourself to me. When you submit. One hand across your stomach, fingering your mound, touching your clit. And the other squeezing your throat in my strong hands. I'm gonna whisper in your ear how I want you to remember this very moment coming on my cock. Like the good little slut you are, it's where you belong, after all. That you belong to me and no one else. I will hold you there, shaking and spasming against me, coming on my cock like a fuck toy until you tell me how completely I own you. I can't wait to hear you say that, bending you back over and fucking you almost violently, slamming my cock into you quick and hard, my hand occasionally smacking your rear as I growl my lustful approval, feeling your pussy walls milking my dick as I fuck you as hard and deep as I fucking want, knowing that I can have you in any way that I desire, whenever I desire it, taking what I need. Fuck. Mine to fuck and use in whatever way I fucking want. My obedient little slut, begging for more, like a crybaby. Always wanting more, never satisfied. Fuck. I am gonna bury myself deep inside of you and fill you with my cum, bent over you like an animal, emptying myself inside of you until it trickles down your thigh, your soft, warm, delicately tasting thigh, and a little more being pushed out with every drop, with every thrust. I can't wait until these thoughts, our time together, is real. But I have to go. But just remember, I will see you soon.